What you're saying is, I'm looking forward to being small, and when I get there, I'll feel better. But for right now, I'm still disappointed in the way that I look. Feel? Can you feel that? So your goal right now is to find relief about where you are. We used the words earlier today, make peace with where you are. Make peace with where you are. So how can you make peace with where you are on your way to where you want to be? I trust the stream. I know about alignment of energy. I believe that it is in vibrational escrow waiting for me. I don't think I've done anything wrong. I think it's good that I've lived life and I've figured out what I want. I'm happy that I have a desire within me. I know there will always be something more that I'm reaching for. I will always be in a state of becoming. A state of becoming is really what life is about. It is such fun watching my life conform to my thoughts. I like the idea of getting into vibrational alignment. I can feel alignment when it happens. I know that there isn't anything that I really need to do. I can feel the cells of my body even cooperating with these thoughts that I'm thinking. I love the feeling of being in vibrational alignment. I know that vibrational alignment is the answer to all things that I'm reaching for. There are so many aspects of my life where I find vibrational alignment easily. I like the idea of coming into vibrational alignment with my physical body. I really do like this body. It's always treated me so well. I love how hardy it is and how good feeling it is. I love the journey that I'm taking in my body. I'm pleased that it is here with me, that I'm getting to see life through it. I love the way my fingers move, and I love the way my eyes see, and I love the way my ears hear, and I love the way my nose smells. I love the way my tongue tastes. I love this tactile, physical experience. I love the deliciousness of devouring planet Earth here through this physical body. I'm so glad that I chose to focus some of my non-physical energy into this physical time-space reality, and I think this is a wonderful vessel that I'm focused through. I'm so appreciative of this magnificent body. I just love being in this body. I just love my body. I love the feeling of being physical and in my body. I love my body being here, being focused. I love being in this stream. I love knowing where I'm going. I'm so pleased with where I am. I'm so good at what I do. I'm so happy that I know. I love being conscious in my thought. It feels so good to mold the energy. I love how I feel. I love who I am. I love everything about me. I love who I am. I'm so glad to be me. It feels so good to be in this body. I love this magnificent body. In other words, can you feel that? In other words, just by talking like that, just by talking like that, you smoothed out the energy. And when you feel like that, then the idea, then inspiration begins to flow. Then in alignment, you feel friskier. In alignment, you want to move more. In alignment, you are guided to impulse. In other words, in alignment, all the right thoughts come to you at all the right times. And you find yourself. So what you're doing, you're talking yourself into feeling good. You're not talking yourself into being slender. You're talking yourself into feeling good. The rest will take care of itself, you see. That's the work, no matter what the subject. That's the work.
I read a book recently where they had this technique of doing that kind of thing, like talking yourself up in front of the mirror. And I did feel a certain amount of power from that, but it just occurred to me that I'd like to ask you about that.
Well, that's fine, but the thing about that is, when you are confronting yourself with a view of something that you have attitude and opinion about, and the attitude and opinion about it that you have is somewhat disapproval, you're going about it the hard way. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's our desire to convince you all, we'll give it everything that we've got here today, to convince you all that what you want is done. That's hard for you to hear. Because people say, Abraham, if all I have to do is ask and it is given, then where's my stuff? Where is it? And we know it's hard to hear us say, it's here, and we know that it's here because we're there with it. We are the culmination of the evolved you, the expanded you, and we're here feeling it and being it so completely. And when you feel like we feel about the things that you want, then you and what you want will be right here with us with all your stuff. But as long as there is a separation that is indicated to you by negative emotion, then you're holding yourself apart from it. And then you say, it must not be that easy. And we say, how would you know? You're